Oh, yeah, dude.
Is he blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
It's your
God, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my
clocking.
If shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood.
It's Friday night. Fabulous Friday, Freestyle Friday. It's your boy, L Boogie, coming to your world live and direct. I got my co-host, T-Row, with the deal, T-Row.
Hey, hey, what's up with you, Hell Boogie? What's up to the world? Good evening on this Freestyle Friday. Talk to me, baby.
Oh, man, you know, we as usual, well, we got our man, Juvenile the G, out on assignment right now. You know, he's holding it down in the community. Come back with the information. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Juvenile the G. He might call in tonight. You know how G do it.
Already. Can't wait to hear from Juels, man. I talked to him earlier this week, made sure my dude was doing good. So I know he's out there still, you know, pushing that whip, trying to get the info. So hopefully he can check in with us this evening, you know?
Oh, man, no doubt. Man, we got a lot to talk about this tonight. We got the NBA playoffs. The NFL schedule has came out. The draft is coming up next week. NFL, that is, more guys have stayed, more guys are going from the NCAA, and, you know, this Boston bombing, we still have things to talk about on that, so let's get on that first and foremost, because that's dealing with the world, and, you know, the Boston explosion that happened this week, and now they have a guy in custody. One guy has... what's the word I'm looking for, Ro? Is he a fatality? Is that a good word?
Yeah, he's been playing out. We just shot him in his dome piece like we did Osama bin Laden.
So basically, we in the streets, so yeah, he got whacked. Basically.
Quick on it. You know what I mean? And then what they've done now is the second suspect, which was the younger brother of it all, has finally given in. Police department is taking him in alive, so they didn't get to bust him down, you know. So we'll see what happens here real soon. You know, they're gonna give us all the information that we need. It doesn't matter which news station you're looking at, CNN, Fox News, your regular news stations. It's gonna be on all night till they get to the bottom of it, and you know we'll be able to rest a little bit easier knowing that these guys are off the street. And knowing that we're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, make sure that these guys never risk that again. So much love and much prayers to all the people in Boston. And, you know, from the streets is talking, man. Just, you know, keep your heads up, Boston. I know it's been a lot happening in you guys' area from the elementary school shooting to the marathon bombing now. So Connecticut, Boston, New England, all that area over there, man. Keep your heads up and much prayers from the streets is talking.
No question. My sentiments are the same. Big up to Boston and that tri-state area over there. They're going through it. But, hey, you know, we most definitely, what I would like to do with the guy, let's put a bomb on him and blow off his legs. A tit for a tat. Am I wrong for that? I know some of the people listening, they might not like that. But let's line him up in the where they do the marathon at, and let everybody take a rock that participated in the marathon and just throw one, a rock at him, bro. In the streets.
So we gonna stone him to death like they used to do back in the day?
Man, you saw the movie Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
we
can do
that.
We're
gonna get medieval on his ass.
Yeah, we need to do something, man. But I'm just glad that it's all over. No more, you know, trying to hunt for these guys. And, you know, once again, it is kind of heartening, man, because, you know, we got to, it's just too much stuff happening in the world, and when it happens now, it's so much technology and, you know, there's so much media that anything that happens, man, we're finding it out as soon as it happens. It's not like, you know, back in the 80s and 90s where we had to wait on the 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock news to get all the information. I mean, everything that happens, we're watching it live, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on the internet, whether you're at home watching it on TV. So, you know, it's many ways to see all this sad stuff happening. So, we, you know, like I called and talked about last week, Coach Scott, you know, we got to come together and try to figure out how we can manage to, you know, try to do our part in this somehow, you know, try to keep in this world a peaceful place.
Man, that's first and foremost, bro. And as Jewel's G would say, you just dropped the jewel right there. And like Coach Russ did say, we must unite. And the streets is always talking. You can't get, you watch First 48. You can't get away with murder unless you are with those guys. You can't get away with anything. You can be walking down the street doing anything you thinking you've got away with it. Somebody saw something. What did Wesley Snipes say? What did Nino say in New Jack City? Ain't nobody see nothing.
Nothing?
I know you saw something. And that's how it's going down nowadays. People cannot. I think that maybe they wanted to get caught. T-Roll, do you think that they knew that they would eventually get caught or lose their life? Were they prepared for that? I think they were. Like the news and everything, I think we're giving these guys too much airtime.
Yeah, they were going to get caught eventually. They knew what they were doing, but I don't think they were really. You know, sometimes people just don't think about it, man. They don't think about the later. They're just thinking about what they need to do right now. And, you know, I don't know what they were thinking. And, you know, to come to find out that it was the Russians, this kind of makes me think about the new show that I be seeing, you know, on FX, the Americans, where we got some Russian spies on this side of the world trying to act as Americans and be all cool and click up with everybody around here. You know what I mean? But I don't like it. You know what I mean? Got some Russians doing this, so do we count this as terrorism? You know what I mean? Since these guys have done this and they're not from America, you know, let's see what happens there. Because, you know, for one, we don't take no mess with our own people. So with this guy who just did this, well, I'm really eager to see what the outcome's going to be when they, you know, put the punishment on that fellow.
Wow. That's key, and like Obama said, there's going to be a Boston Marathon next year. You can bet on it. You heard the speech in the cathedral in Boston, Massachusetts. Obama really did not like that because it kind of like showed a little, you know, wrinkle in the armor, in our pants. We're not straight leg anymore. We got a little wrinkle there. He didn't like that. You saw it in his demeanor. You saw it in his face. Once again, we do not have a control on the country.
Yeah,
wow.
Buddy.
If you want to call in, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, Boogie, you know, I just can't wait. You know, the outcome's going to be a stiff one. You know, I just wish they would have shot the dude, to be honest with you. Just go ahead and just, they should have towed that house down with all them bullets that they had, because early, when they shot the first guy, early this morning, they had over 200 rounds. You know what I mean? If they had 200 rounds and been waiting on this guy to come out the house, they should have, you know, they had plenty of time to reload. And they Russians. I mean, I love my people. You know what I mean? But you're an American now, man. You can't be pulling no stuff like that on an event like that that means so much to a lot of people. 27,000 to be exact, just to, you know, Boston Marathon is the only marathon that you have to qualify for in order to race in the race. So it's not like you can just, you know, just walk up, put your name in, and just take a run and quit when you want to quit. You know what I mean? This is something that means a lot to a lot of people, and especially in that state and in that city. So, you know, I'm not trying to be rude, but they should have lit him up. They should have lit him up.
Man, let him have it. So, man.
You think they would have let you stay alive? They would have lit you up in that house, Hell Boogie.
No question. They would have whacked me.
I'm telling you, they wouldn't have been playing with us. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I'm surprised he surrendered, you know, especially as long as the situation has been going on. You know, once again, dumb, just dumb, not knowing that this media and this technology can capture anything and everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got these lights up in the sky that can pinpoint exactly what you're doing, you know, from way up, man. So, yeah, they messed up, man. And the penalty is going to be stiff. I can tell you that. The penalty is going to be stiff. They're going to step up the law enforcement out there in Boston. You know, they just messed it up for everybody, because just as the airports begin to relax and not really, identify, but, you know, check everybody, now they're going to be stiff on us again, all because of this, what happened in Boston. So, man, they just killing the vibe in America.
Man, the streets is talking, as usual. So there you have it. And the Boston Marathon was like the Super Bowl of marathons. And once again, our heart and prayers, you know, from the streets is talking, you know, goes out to the Boston people. So hopefully they get it together. Everything goes well with that. And like we said, callers, if you want to get in, chirp in on what we're talking about, because we're going to talk about a couple of things before we go to the commercial or whatnot. So make sure you get out at 347-855-8896. We got the playoffs, the NFL schedule. We're going to go to the commercial early. Freestyle Friday, let's go. The remix, baby. Ain't heard that in a long time. Let's go, bro.
Murdered the beach house, got jumped in convertible Jeep to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins, gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine, smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'm kicking the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no more,
Sean.
Let's ride, stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
B.I.G. Clown with your man Squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just tie and red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Mom.
Bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool. My
I just had to give you that piece where he'd be humming.
You're back. We back, baby. Oh, man. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. It's going down.
I don't want to talk about the playoffs, L Boogie.
Well, I'm sorry, bro. Your team is not, you know, in the playoffs this year. I'm sorry, you know. But the show must go on.
And you know what's so bad about it, L Boogie? It's really not about my team being in it this year, because I knew that we were going to have a desperate time trying to make it without Dirk and without you know, many players from last year on the team. So, you know, my Dallas Mavericks were a depleted team, so I really didn't think that we had a shot at making the playoffs. They did good trying to make a run in the end, but it wasn't enough. What I'm really getting at is that, you know, man, I just hate the fact that we get started with March Madness, man, to be on such a high. And then, you know, when March Madness ends, all of a sudden, the NBA playoffs start. And we know, man, we only got 2 months. We got till Father's Day. After Father's Day, what am I going to do, Boogie? This is a sad day for me. I don't want the playoffs to start because I got to go from July to October. Well, actually, September. That's too long, man.
That's why we in the streets. We're always on the go, and we're going to be at somebody's camp. We're going to be at somebody's field to get the information. While it's not going on, it's really going on. You already know, bro. We're going to keep it moving, man. There's always a story. In the streets, there's always a story.
Yeah, man. I feel you, man. Well, let's talk about these NBA playoffs then, man, because I am pretty hyped. You know, this is, I love the time of the year, man. We got some good matchups. Do you want to take a caller first and then get it in or with the caller, or you want to explain to them what we're about to talk about real quick?
Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about the East first, and then, you know, we'll take a caller, then we'll talk about the West, take another caller if they want to chirp in on the West before we get to that. But, you know, let's talk about the East matchups a little bit. We already know about Miami and Milwaukee. That's just like, you know, what they did to the guy who did the explosion. They're going to whack them. So we're not going to worry about that one. Let's not even talk about that. I'm looking for a clean sweep. If they do get a game in, it's going to be, you know, an epic. If it is, if Milwaukee do win a game, it's going to be sensational. But it's good. It's going to be good to see young blood, Brandon Jennings, and, you know, guys probably who don't have the DirecTV or the, you know, the cable or the ticket, haven't seen those guys. So it'd be a sight to see. It'd be a little entertainment, you know, but that's not, you know, a series that I'm really going to be intrigued about. But, you know, you always got you got the Knicks and you got, you know, Boston.
Yeah,
first
pretty
thing
good
I'm going to say is, yeah, first thing I'm going to say is will Kevin Garnett reiterate those words that got Carmelo waiting for him after the game at the bus?
I would.
I will too. Is Melo ready? He hasn't been out the first round once in 10 years. And he plays for my favorite team in the league. But I'm nervous, bro.
I don't think you have anything to be nervous about this year. I think the Knicks going to make it past the first round against Boston. Boston is a tough, heady team. They're mentally ready. You know, they got a whole bunch of veterans on that squad. But I really don't think that Boston is going to win this series. Yes, it'll go more than the games that we expect. I'm looking at about maybe six, if not seven, because Boston knows how to push your buttons and get you to the seventh game. And then I think it'll be, if it goes seven games, it'll be a Carmelo show, no doubt, because they're going to end up playing the last game in New York, and he's gonna light their ass up if it go to game seven. But I think he's going to do it sooner than that, try to get some rest, because New York has a deeper bench. You know, Boston has a couple of guys, but, you know, they have to use them in certain ways because of the injury to the head of the beast, you know, without Rajon Rondo. I mean, yeah, they play pretty good, but without him in the playoffs, we know regular season ain't the same as it is in the playoffs. So we'll see.
I'm going to go back to a movie called New Jack City, and I'm going to play Ice-T. And Melo's going to play Pook. Remember when they were on the beach? you owe Melo.
Yeah.
You owe a lot of people. You owe the organization. You owe the city. You owe El Boogie. You up.
He don't owe you nothing.
I've seen this kid play, and he calls me coach. I've had the, you know, the privilege and the honor to meet this kid. Remember, Ro, when he was playing with the Nuggets, and a good friend of mine, Earl Boykins, was, you know, under contract, and I was with him during his rookie year, probably about 4 years there. And I've seen his maturation. I've been to some games, and I've been in the gym with him, and, you know, off the court, and all those type of things. But it's 10 years now. We're going to really see if you're that guy.
Right.
You're that guy. At least get me to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not looking for you to win it all. I'm really not, because I'm looking at the, you know, Miami Heat. But at least get me to the Eastern Conference Finals so I can at least, you know, have something to do for a minute. Because once my team is out of it, you know, we go fishing. Then I'm just a regular fan.
Right, right. Well, here's what we're going to do, El Boogie. Since you feeling, you know, like you got to talk about your boy Carmelo, let's bring in our first caller. Mr. Al Martin, you're our first caller tonight. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Martin, you a first-time caller, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. Where you calling from this evening?
Cleveland, El Meek's hometown.
Oh, man. So you've been listening to the show. You heard El is disgruntled with Carmelo Anthony getting out of the first round. Tell me what you think about that with the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics matchup. Who you got and what you think is going to happen?
Well, I got Boston in seven.
Mm.
Wow.
I got Boston in seven. And, you know, I see Paul Pierce chewing them boys up flat out. Y'all forgot about Green. Green is a big factor now. He came out in the second half of the season. With Garnett being hurt, it really don't even make no sense for y'all to say that. Yo, you know better, man. Come on, man. For real, man. You being a point guard yourself, you know better. They ain't got no point guard. Who is a point guard, L?
The fattest guard in the league, Ray Phelps.
Thank you.
And I agree
Thank
with you on that. I'm skeptical of the guy. He looks like a cab driver.
Right. J.R. Smith don't get a radical when they get to playing D. That's what they do. They play D in Boston. Right or wrong, yeah?
You're absolutely correct. Like I said, Melo, he up. He old. So it all falls on Melo because we ain't got no point guard.
You let Melo shoot all he want, man. One man ain't supposed to beat nobody. You feel me?
Wait
LeBron used to do
Hold
it.
Hold on. Come on, man. Y'all shortening the Knicks up, man. They got Tyson Chandler, one of the best defenders in the league. You know what
Tyson
I mean?
Chandler.
They got Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, he old, but he ain't no scrub.
Man, Jason Kidd in the rocking chair.
Martin, let me tell you this, big brother Al Martin.
Jason Kidd
is going to get your superstar the ball when your superstar needs the ball.
Man, Jason Kidd don't sit out there and shoot a three. Jason Kidd don't go past the foul line now, man. Come on now. You watch basketball.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, Jason Kidd is the second leading three-point maker in the NBA right now, you know, as far as,
in all three time. Not in this season.
But I'm saying, he don't have to drive. He can just keep shooting threes, man. That's all you got to do, man. He can shoot some.
That's
he can
what
make
you
some.
Think?
He keep us under control. He does keep us under control.
You from New York?
And he
going to
get your best player the ball when he needs it.
Is you from New York, man? That's what I want to know.
Man, hell no.
Where you from?
I'm from Dallas.
What city is it?
The biggest state on the map.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, baby. Already. No,
you
I'm
a Mexican.
Be exact, baby.
Hell me, you a Mexican.
No. We play ball together.
Yeah, you better get it right. I ain't no scrub neither.
Yeah. Bring the Cleveland.
He like
Kenny.
Then listen to this. Listen to this, Al Martin. He will remind you of Kenny Early. He's a lefty.
Okay, he left hand.
And he called.
Left hand.
Yes.
We'll give you business. While I'm talking trash to you.
You'll give me the business?
While I'm talking trash to you, baby.
You a jump shooter?
I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get to
you.
You're going
to turn into a jump shooter.
Hold on. We don't went away from what we were talking about. Wow, the streets has got us going. Oh, my goodness. It's hot, baby. The streets is talking. Oh, man. We got to make sure we get Al Martin from the streets of Cleveland, but he's from 71st Avenue, East Side, baby. No doubt.
Man.
Al, I got to ask you this question. Think that Boston's going to win, who do you think is going to be the NBA champions this year?
Oh, Oklahoma City.
Over Miami?
Oklahoma City. Give you a reason. Chris Bosh overrated. That's my reason. That's going to be the weak link right there.
Did they learn something from last year's loss?
Did they learn something?
Yeah.
No, the coach ain't learned nothing. He just picked up a couple of key players. Only thing they'll miss, only thing don't hurt them is not having James Harden. James Harden a dog. Completely. Ask Dallas.
There you go. He said, ask Dallas.
Well, yeah. But not during the championship season. Not during the championship season.
Where that was go?
We talking present.
Anytime Houston come make the playoffs, wow. With mediocre players and one.
Let me ask you this, Al.
What's that?
What about the Lakers and San Antonio series? Who do you think is going to win
that
series?
That's a seven game series right there. That's seven. They match up real good. Can Tim Duncan hold
who
up?
Who's going to advance?
I got the Lakers. I ain't no Laker fan, but I like the Lakers. I hate San Antonio, period. I'm biased, man. I'm sorry. I don't really like nothing in Texas.
That's all we need.
There you have it.
We got a championship. That's all that matters.
Well, listen,
man.
Joey, I'm gonna get. I like him, me, so I can get on his skin.
Right.
Al Martin,
first time caller, we're going to send you a T-shirt. The streets is talking. You need to hold the line so we can make sure we give you that. And for it to be your first time, give us your overview. How you like the show so far?
Oh yeah, I like it, man. It's a different kind of flavor. It's real. It's real. That's what I like. Plus, one of my favorite cats on there. Then I just found a new favorite cat, a guy from Texas, man. He's kind of funny.
My man, Al Martin. I love you, baby. We can get it in all day, man. We can talk about sport all day long, baby. That's what I do.
There it is.
There you have it, Al Martin. So, bro, let's talk about the West Coast a little bit. Who do you have winning that Lakers and Spurs series?
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot on that one. But I'm kind of feeling Al Martin on this one because, you know, I'm really not a big Laker fan. You know, I'm a Kobe fan. Took me long enough to become one. But, you know, this is what the Lakers were looking for. They were looking for the matchup against San Antonio because they really do match up better against San Antonio than they do against Oklahoma City or Golden State or Denver. Because those guys will run them out the building with all them young legs that they have on each one of those teams. And so this was the matchup. If they're going to win a series, this is the one that they can win. And, you know, last couple of years, San Antonio, you know, looks good up until the playoffs. You know, like we said, regular season don't mean nothing. This is a whole different season now. Playoffs mean something different. And so, you know, it's going to be... This is their chance to win. I can say this, that this is their series to lose, you know, because, I mean, they can actually win this one. Out of any one of the other teams in the West, this is the one series that they could win. You know, Tony Parker's just coming back, but he's still kind of hurt, and I don't think he's playing the way he's going to. If he can get warmed up and get back to his little, you know, what Tony Parker does, they may be okay, but... Now, I'm going to give it to the Lakers, and I'm going to give it to the Lakers in about six because the Lakers have been playing pretty good without Kobe. They showed that they can play a team game, so to speak.
Yeah, I must say, and it looks that way, the Lakers with Kobe being hurt and with the combination of Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili being hurt, because we know this is a guard-oriented league now, and with those guys being out, it's going to be tough to get the ball to, you know, get easy buckets for Tim Duncan. He's going to have to work really hard. They're going to have to keep both those guys on the court all night. When I say keep them on the court, if you take Paul Gasol out, then that means that you're going to have to keep Dwight Howard in. If you take, you know, Dwight Howard out, you got to keep, because their bench is terrible. The Lakers, so they need to have one of those guys in there to manage it or slow the ball down. But San Antonio Bobs, man, they're not the Spurs, they're BOBs, man, bag of bones, man. They're bag of bones. Everybody's hurt. So Tony Parker, they got lucky. You know, I'm not gonna say lucky, but they're fortunate. You know, it happens. It's the game. So they can win that series, and hopefully the next series. Hey, who knows? You know, they're playing good. It all comes down also to coaching. We'll see when the game is close. Then it comes down to coaching, and we'll see if D'Antoni, you know what I'm saying, can coach. You know, all of a sudden now he's talking about, yeah. We can play those two guys together. You should have been playing them together.
Right. Well, let's bring in our second caller, who is somewhat of a Laker fan. Trey K, are you there, baby?
Yeah, man, what's happening, man?
Hey, Mr. Trey K, how you feeling today?
What's up with you, T-Row from the D and my boy El Hazi from the Midwest / East Coast?
What the deal, baby?
Hey, man, what about y'all, man? Been out of town, man. Been hitting this world little by little, man. And, you know, just happy to be back in tune with you, man. But I do got to say one thing, and... you know, I ain't got nothing but much love for brothers doing what you're doing. But I am a little disappointed in your discussion about the Boston Marathon. I must say that. Why is that, he asks. Well, they say the streets is talking. When are we going to talk the real then? This country was founded on thieves and liars. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't want to see nobody get hurt. But for that to happen and then 2 days later you find some people and tell me those are the guys that did it, and we're the most powerful country in the world, video camera and everything, I just ain't buying it, man. And so, you know, it's the same with the 9/11. It's the same with everything they do. You know, this country, it's a place to live, and I love it because it's all I know. But, man, it's ran by crooks, liars, and thieves, man. And so I'm just not buying what happened to the Boston Marathon. The real truth will come out when it needs to be. Right now, if we're going to be, if the streets is talking, then we should talk the real about what's really going on. We know darn well if we're from the streets, we know what really makes this click and turn. You know what I mean? So that's
no
what
question.
I just kind of say. I thought streets of talking would hit it on a different note than to say we really want to see somebody get stoned and all that. Yeah, if we can get the real killers, you know what I mean? We should have had Bush out there stoned. You know, he killed people. So at the end of the day, I'm just going to say streets is talking. Let's keep it real. These white folks, they never did nothing but lied and stoned and killed innocent people. But again, I say this as for streets of calling. I don't ever want to see harm to no one, but I could care two shits about it, man. Excuse my French. Because I'm going to tell you one tidbit for you, El Hazik, big bro. Last year in 2012, although streets wasn't on the air, last year in 2012, there was 30 young black kids that died in the city of Chicago in 1 month period of time, and it didn't even make the news. So if you ask me, that's American genocide. But
right.
All of a sudden, two little runners get injured, and now we got to take pauses and do all this stuff we do. And like I say again, you know, I love what y'all do because I love you, brothers. But you know me, you call me Militant Trey, man. I'm just not understanding. I'm not understanding what's going on. And that fake old Obama can get over there and say whatever he wants to while he read his script because he taking assignments as well. So, I mean, as we're going to say streets is talking, El Hazik, my brother who I've rumbled in the streets with, we know how this thing really go. And so on that note, I just want to say that, man. And I'm allow y'all to vent or maybe correct me in any manner. But I ain't trying to hear nothing that news reports to us about what's going on, man.
That's why we in the streets is talking about the sports, because we know it's all nothing but lies and propaganda. And you know you smell the money.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's all about the money.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, my boy T-Ro, and let me say one thing, because I know time is short and everybody, and I love your show, man. I wish I could be on it all day long with you talking. But check this one out. I do want to say this in regards to the sports thing. I think right now, y'all didn't even ask me. I'm jumping in and telling you. Right now, I think the Spurs have been so short, but I think Dwight Howard is on an assignment right now. If you watch the Lakers, they play better as a team without Baby Bubba. But I don't think they can go any further, and I'll piggyback off of what Mr. T-Ro said, and as well as Mr. Meeks. I'll say this. We will get through San Antonio, maybe 6 or 7, and then that'll probably be the final destination for the Lake Show. But I think Dwight Howard can get these boys out the first round. This is a man that has took his team to the conference finals. So he's putting the team on his shoulders. He's seeing why he's going to be worth $100 million over 5 years. And this is going to be a show, you know, and I just have to say that it's going to be a good series, you know what I mean? Although I think the Spurs are being short, I think Popovich, let's not forget, as I heard Mr. Meek say, they the B.O.B. Well, man, how do you be a B.O.B. with four rings? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, let's not forget, Pop is a four-time champion, you know what I mean? D'Antoni ain't won 50 games in a season. He has trashed every place he's been to. So he's hanging on ball time anyway, and I have to agree with Mr. Meeks when he say, what took him so long to play these two together all year long? So that shows me off the back about that guy's coaching style. But I do think the Lake Show can pull it off in 6 or 7, as long as they continue to play that team ball. And it's probably going to put a pounding on Gasol and Dwight to get through this first round, because they damn near going to have to play 45 minutes again.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to piggyback on L2 with one other thing and say, I really believe, you know, Carmelo, it ain't all his fault, but he's definitely getting through the Boston series, and I'm a Boston fan. And I have to say, that bum Celtics show is done, man. Garnett is half retarded. Paul Pierce can only get 13 tonight. And I'm a Paul Pierce fan. Got both of their jerseys on my wall. But time is due. And Carmelo, along with the other Knicks, they're just not going to allow that with the Knicks playing the way they're playing right now. The Knicks will win as long as Amari Stoudemire doesn't come back. If Amari Stoudemire comes back, I'm with the other guy on the Celtics winning. The team says, if you look at the history of it.
Hey, Chizzy, we got to start with the AK. We got to pay the bills. We still in the streets, man. We got to go to commercial. We take the call,
man.
We got to stay that energy, man. We got
to
stay
that energy. Man, I love y'all, man.
Stay on the line.
If I don't get back with y'all, man, I love y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. The streets is talking, man. And it's good to see positive brothers doing something, man. And I love y'all. So holler back at your boy when you can, man.
Much love to the Trey K kid. Yes, sir.
Let's go to commercial, bro. Then you got it. We come back. We're gonna talk about that NFL schedule. Let's go.
Growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord. All gold, man. I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting know. Worry about your followers. You need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough. And your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on. You spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go. So there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for. Nigga,
bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win and she a devil in that dress, but and 3 o'clock, you wet again. I'm screaming, oh Lord, that pussy good, that pussy good. I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should? You got that $1 million body, shorty my Bugatti, and she said she got a man. We keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron all day.
It's rock all in my bottle.
Push it on,
she was on that Reposado. And I take a Russell Rado, and this bitch I'm spinning like I hit Salado. It's just Salado.
To kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me stay win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. I'll pray.
It's Friday, baby, and the streets is always talking. And like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. Man, it got hotter than outside. It got hotter than Phoenix on the air, baby.
Hey, man. Yes,
we in the building.
You know what I mean?
I got the real sports show in the building. Amen.
Amen.
Church. Woo, please, church. No question. We back. Let's get into this NFL scheduling. Woo! They got some games, bro.
Yeah, I started crying when I seen the schedule because just the poor old Carolina Panthers.
Right. They got the toughest schedule in the league, and they were 7-9 last year. Wow.
You know what I mean? It's just, Cam,
poor
man,
Cam.
You know, I wish my boy good, man, but, yeah, man, what a schedule for these boys, you know? And then, you know, Kansas City and then Detroit. I mean, they're all up there with the toughest schedule on the league, man. And it's going to be tough again. I mean, it will definitely show how tough a team you have, you know, once, you know, we figure out, you know, the first 3 weeks if they be 0-3 or if they going to be 2-1, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I feel for those guys, but, you know, it looks like we're going to have an incredible season again. We still got a lot of guys that need to be placed on a team, and we still got the draft coming up. So, I can't wait, man. But like I said, yeah, I cried when I saw the schedule for poor Cam Newton. You know what I mean? Hopefully this will be his year, man.
I hope so. So they can, you know, that critic from the Sporting News who said those things about Cam Newton, the same reporter saying the same things about Geno Smith, that he's not going to materialize in anything. I hope those guys prove the reporters wrong. And, you know, it goes down. But I got a couple of topics I want to talk about as far as the scheduling. Manning going back to Indianapolis. Wes Welker going to Foxborough. Let me ask you this. Ed Reed returning to Baltimore. Will Wes Welker get a well reception in Foxborough? Well,
I think he will. I mean, you got to consider, you know, he really wasn't a guy. He didn't pull a LeBron. He didn't pull a, you know, the answer. You know, he just simply, it wasn't about the money for him. It was more about, you know, respect and, you know, what you think of me as a player. And I don't think New England had that same mindset that he had. And when he went, you know, everybody tests the market every now and again. It's just unfortunate that New England can't keep the guy who's been the top receiver for him for the last 6 years. So with him going to one Hall of Famer to another Hall of Famer, from Tom Brady to, you know, Peyton Manning, watch out.
He thought that he was worth more money, and they didn't give it to him, and he was upset. He was disgruntled. So you mean to tell me that you dropped a couple key balls in some games, some Super Bowls, and some playoffs, AFC Championship games, you blew a couple games, and you leave, and you go play with Peyton Manning of all people? You don't think that he's not going to get booed in Foxborough?
Nah, I don't. I really don't. Like I said, he wasn't that type of guy. You know what I mean? He was a quiet guy. Did a lot of stuff for Boston, I guess. But I don't think they're going to boo him. He ain't like he going back to Oakland or Cleveland or, you know, Dallas, you know, somewhere. Yeah, they would have booed him elsewhere, but we're talking about New England and Wes Welker. Yeah, that's like peanut butter and jelly. Kind of go together. But I don't know. They just might. We might get a different taste of New Englanders if they, you know, start booing Wes Welker out of all people. Just depends on if he tortured Peyton Manning, throw for 4 touchdowns to Wes Welker in New England.
Maybe his wife got him deported, saying those comments about Ray Lewis. I knew it was going to be a for sale sign in the gate when they lost, and she tweeted that what she said about Ray Lewis. Honey, let's get our stuff together. We're out of here. What are you doing?
You got to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You already know. What about the Manning versus Manning? That's going to be a good game, too.
Yeah. Some could call it a preview of next year's Super Bowl, but you know, I don't think the Giants going to make it.
And I want to see how many times, I'm going to count how many times the camera's going to be on Archie Manning. Every play, they're going to go to the camera and look at Archie. Archie's going to be in the lounge, chilling, looking at his sons, both with rings. Wow.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's take another caller, man, and let's get a call in to see what they think about this NFL schedule, you know what I mean? Let's do this. Hey, I think we got another first-time caller on the line, L. Hey, is this Mr. Mean Gene?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
Man, we doing good. Hey, Mean Gene, where are you calling from, player?
I'm coming from C-Town, man, Cleveland, Ohio, baby. The Wasteland.
Oh, that's what's up.
How you guys doing? Right on.
Oh, man. As my man would say in the and pay in full, maintaining.
It's maintaining, man. Everything's copacetic. First off, I want to give a, you know what I'm saying, show some mad love to my man, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Definitely an OG, and you know what I'm saying, here up in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, in the Huff area. You know how we get down, all the way from, you know, hooping an open gym to, you know what I'm saying, he's a mentor and like a brother to me. So, you know, no disrespect to you either, my man. It's good to hear you, my man. It's good to hear some black brothers on the radio doing some positive things. So you're right.
Man, that's what it is. I'm glad you called in and, you know, you repping Boot Meeks, man. I'd love to hear great things about my dude. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody I talk to say the same thing. Boy, that boy Boot Meeks, L Boogie.
Hey,
so, you
hey,
know,
no,
I try to surround
definitely.
Myself with good people. You know what I'm saying? So my dude is a good dude. Been knowing this dude for a long time. You know, I was one of his roommates in college, so I know exactly, you know, what you're talking about.
See, and that's how I mean, that we can relate like that, you know what I'm saying, college day, you know, unless you've been to college, you know, a lot of people can't relate, but you know what I'm saying, we got that type of connection. But he's definitely a guy you want to have in the alley with you, you know what I'm saying, on the dark night. So,
that's why we in the streets, Gene. No,
that's right. Yo, if I can, gentlemen, I want to get too sentimental with you guys, you know what I'm saying, but dabble into these sports a little bit. It's good to finally talk to some guys that, you know what I'm saying, know what they're talking about in regards to whether it be football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, golf, whatever it may be. I just want to dab on the NBA playoffs for a minute. I know I'm going back to you guys. I know y'all talking about football right now, but I'm going to jump into that for
like
2 seconds of a lamb's tail. But I just want to say, let me just say this. The NBA, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect to them, a conglomerate, you know what I'm saying, multi-billion-dollar industry. It's just, it's all sensationalized. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, from the phantom calls to the superstar favoritism, you know, let's just say me personally, this is my own opinion. Some people believe it. I believe it's really messing up the pureness of the game of basketball. I mean, like I tell some of the younger guys, and L used to tell them too, if you want to see real basketball, you watch college, you know, or watch high school. You know, the league is definitely all about making money, selling tickets. You know, they sit up here and give guys calls that when someone never even touched them, you know, there's no hand checking. It's not like it was back in the 80s and the 90s and even the 60s and 70s. So, but in terms of the playoffs, I'm going to go with the New York and Boston series, definitely. I just want to say that, you know, New York going to take it at about 6 for the simple fact that, like you said, the air is gone out of that Boston team. You know, their ship has sailed. You know, although Kevin Garnett and you know, Paul Pierce are going to be there. You know, even Jeff Green, you know, coming, he's hungry. He has something to prove coming from his heart surgery. You know, so that he belongs in the league. You know, and that he can be a starting five contributor. But you know that motor and that machine don't run unless Rondo's at the helm. You know, and Rondo not there, so they don't got nobody to feed them the balls. Because a lot of guys, if you look at that Boston team, none of those guys can create their own shot. You know, if you ask me personally, Paul Pierce should have been gone when he got broke down by Jameer Nelson. Honestly.
Right.
You know, he should have packed his bag like, okay, you know, I've been playing since 97. That's it for me. I almost broke my leg in half. But, you know, think about Melo, though. He's like a Tracy McGrady, you know. I wonder if he don't get out the first round this season, I mean, is he going to start crying at the podium, too? I'm just looking at it like, you know, dude, you got to get over the hump. You're never going to be in the same category as a Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant. He only been in the league since 07. You know, it's something about those guys who can't get over the hump that's always criticized. You know, they're always the center of criticism because you're only judged by winning, actually. You know, they want to talk about who's great, things of that nature. It's all about championships. So let's see what Carmelo's going to do. And on the west side, a lot of people sleeping. A lot of people saying San Antonio, L.A. San Antonio going to take that in about 6 or 7. I'm going to say that because Dwight Howard is mentally weak. He kind of childish to me. We'll see what happens, but when it gets too thick, the guy's ready. He's ready to fold like a lawn chair. You know what I'm saying? You got to see when the kitchen is too hot, he's ready to get out of there. Like, ooh, somebody opened the window in here. You know, he's shown that, yeah, he's been to the finals. But you got to look at a guy, look at his mental capacity in terms of how he threw those guys under the bus in Orlando a couple weeks ago when he said, look, I came from a team of a bunch of players where nobody wanted them, but I carried them. And, you know, Rashard Lewis, them, who plays in Miami now, you know, they was like, what? You know, how can you say that? Rashard Lewis used to lead the Seattle Supersonics. You know, I mean, come on, don't get it twisted. Dude, why would you say something like that? You know, you're mentally, you're immature. You know, so the leadership skills are not there. That's what Kobe always got in his butt. You know, he's just a freak. He's a freak of nature. He's a, okay. He's a freak of nature, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's going to do what he do. But it's whatever. He's out of there, though. San Antonio not going to go too far. Those young guys like the Clippers and the OKCs, they're taking them out. But I say the sleeper on the West is look out for that Golden State, a young Stephen Curry who's shooting the lights out, and Denver Nuggets with the Manimal, you know, think that a hungry Andre Iguodala. You know, their coach has something to prove. So, you know, Jordan Stanley, his way in the 90s, he's ready to get a ring too. So I say watch out for that little 4-5 spot right there on the West. But who's going to take it all, though? Who's going to take it all? Unfortunately, I don't want to say it because, you know, I'm Cleveland all the way. You know, it might be, you know, David Stern didn't want to see Miami do it again just for the drama. You know, so just to say, so LeBron can have something else to say, like he wore that bullcrap shirt last year, earned, not given. Dude, get out of here. You left the team to go play with three other superstars. Get out of here.
Come on, man. I know. It's sunny around. I don't hear the streets ready.
Come on, man. I mean, we talk about in the streets. We're in the streets then, man. Come on, man. Keep it real.
You talk about earn not giving.
Dude, that was straight giving, dude. And you get every type of phantom call there is. This dude take four steps before he dunked the ball. Come on, man. That's traveling all day in my book.
But I must say this for the NBA, they do let guys travel. Traveling, I ain't even going to give him that. But on the foul side, yes, he gets hit, but he does get calls too. That's just how it goes in the NBA. But I will say this to your point about the crying part, I don't like that. That was like you was on First 48 inside the interrogation room crying, talking about they're following me.
I want my mommy now. This nigga say I want this thing. I want my mother. Dude say I want my mother.
Right,
I want my lawyer.
Right. So I agree with that. But this year, I must say this year, with the 27 game winning streak, I have to say I was impressed. He showed me something during that 27-game win streak. Hopefully he takes it over. The only thing that I do say that Monte Williams said as him, the coach over at the Hornets, and he said something that was kind of true. Michael Jordan played against me, and LeBron James is playing against, you know, young guys, boys, because they're one and done, and they don't have that mental capacity to – you know, really like being a fire or being an alley and compete such as you know what they're doing. So it's a difference when you're competing with 28,000 and you on cable every night and you only on, you know, 12,000, and if you win it's cool. If you don't, you still get a meal.
That's true. When you come to the locker room, you got 50,000 waiting on you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? You check, you know, it's already deposited. You got a $180,000 check every 2 weeks. So it's a little different. The stakes a little higher. And those young guys can't take it like, you know, these veterans, so to speak. So, Mean Gene, I appreciate the compliments. We appreciate your call. You know what I mean? Man. Keep listening. Tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. So make sure you tell all your friends and your girls and all that. And, you know, I know you got a little Mean Gene, and let him know, you know, the streets is always talking, and we hope he does. He's doing well as a student-athlete first.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you guys again, keep up the good work, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for getting me through. You know, you call a lot of stations that you can't get in. So this is mad love right here. You know what I'm saying? Everything is
no doubt.
You guys side. Y'all in there like swimwear, ready to get somewhere. But it's all good.
Yeah, no doubt. Much love to you, man, right. Jay.
No doubt. So love, my brother. Y'all be good.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, one.
One.
Yeah, Boogie. That was a good point. What I was going to say, I was going to chime in about Jordan playing against men and LeBron playing against boys. You know, I'm just going to say, even if Mike would have attempted to go for 30 in a row, I think they could have went for 30 in a row when they played, you know, when they had the 72-10 season. But Mike, you couldn't stop Mike if Mike wanted to be stopped. It might have been from a long night in Vegas or something, because, you know, Mike was taking them trips to Vegas. You know, as soon as the game was over, go to Vegas, come back at 8 o'clock the next morning, or, you know, whatever you got back, and still gave you 32, 35. So I don't think a streak to Mike really mattered, because, you know, he won 17, 18 in a row during certain points of the seasons when he was playing. So I don't think the streaks really mattered to him. It was more about championships. Man, I bet you don't win a championship as long as I got the groove going. You know, and he definitely, you know, three up, three down with a 2-year retirement or a year and a half retirement in between. You know, yeah, it was right. It was just different back then with Mike.
As Jay-Z said, it's just different.
Yeah. Let's bring in another caller, L Boogie, real quick before we take our last commercial and get in to the Freestyle Friday, you know what I mean? Because the day is Friday, somebody got to get it in, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring another caller. Dang, first time caller.
Yo.
Are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Dang, where you calling from?
I'm calling from C-Town, Cleveland, Ohio.
That's what it is. What's on your mind this evening? You've been listening to the show. Let us know what's up.
Oh, man, you know, I really like the show, man. The show real, real vibrant, man. It really is about the streets. It's talking, man. I like how y'all really get y'all opinions across, man. Really accessing the freedom of speech, man. You know, I'm really digging it.
That's what's up. Appreciate the love, baby. And tell me how you know L Boogie.
That's my big uncle right there, man. Uncle L, man. Been taking care of me since I was a young toddler, man.
Talking a lot about life
and about sports, man. So, you know, I dig it, man. I appreciate everything you taught me.
All right. Well, since you've been listening to the show, we've been on this NBA and a little bit on the NFL. Tell me who's going to win the NBA championship and why.
Man, I don't know, man. It's a toss-up, man. I heard your other caller before, man. You know, the guy talking about all the propaganda and how it's fixed and whatnot, but at the end of the day, man, you still got to go out there and play the games, man. I like the way the Thunder is playing. I'm a Melo fan myself, so I really hope he get out that first round this time and get the monkey off his back. Man, hopefully that little scoring title helped boost him up. Then he got the AK-47 over there, J.R. Smith. He just got to be careful with him because he loaded, man. He can shoot you in, he can shoot you out. So, you know, they just got to do a good time about balancing it out if they want to make it out that East, man. Far as the West, I don't know, man. Like you say, the Spurs broke down, but, man, I can't argue with Pop, man. Four rings, man, he holding it down. And Dwight Howard, man, you know, he turning on and turning off what he wants to, so he really ain't mentally tough. But I think another team you like to watch maybe be the Clippers, man. You know, the Clippers. Chris Paul, man, you know, he's doing his thing, man. Hold the ball on the string. So, you know, it's just going to be a good NBA Finals.
I agree. The Clippers, the only thing about the Clippers that – you know, really has me scared or, you know, have me back or twinging about them is that no half-court offense but Jamal Crawford. And if we look at Jamal Crawford's past, he 0-2 because he has been a freak in the playoffs as well. If you look over his numbers in the career, you get to the playoffs, he might have one or two good games, but we need you to be consistent like you do in the regular season.
That's it.
You owe JC.
Yeah, he owes big time. You know, he get in there, he all on all the highlights all during the season. Then when we get to the real season, he done tucked his tail and went home. He already on the beach kicking my ties.
Oh, man. Like Tony said in Scarface, when they hung him, when he thought he was, he said, I never liked him. I never liked that kid. For all I know, he made my team lose. I never liked him.
Well, he was the same way with the Knicks, man. You know, he an in and out guy, man. He like a coin, man. He like his heads and tails, man. You flip him, you don't know which one you're gonna get, man. It's just a toss up.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. You know what I mean? Because we really need these guys to be on point this year. But yeah, tell me what you think about the NFL draft that's coming up. Are you a big college football player? NCAA college football fan?
Yeah, I've been watching, man. You know, I used to play a little bit myself, man. So I've been watching these guys. I watched the combine, man, and. You know, I like a lot, you know, coming from D. Milner down there in Alabama, man. He's looking pretty good, man. You know, his ball skills is, you know, not all that as far as catching the ball, but he got good feet, good hands. I like him. You know, there's a lot of good players in there, man. There just ain't no telling where they're going to fall, man. You know, everything changes on draft day. I just don't want to see Teo do nothing, man. Boy, he get fish hooked again or whatever he's going to do with all that sad side story he's telling every week in and week out. you know, it just all depends, man. You know, it just got to see how the chips may fall, man. It's like a domino, man. Once one get hit, you just go down the line.
I have a question for you. You being from Cleveland, Ohio, and I know you know you might be a Browns fan. I don't know because you know you're from Cleveland, but who do you think the Browns should draft?
I mean, me personally, man, I go out on the limb and go grab that Honey Badger, man. The Honey Badger, man, he do it all, man. You know, we need somebody in the return game, an excellent corner, man, that you can get him out there. He's very, very aggressive. You know, I think he'd be a compliment to Joe Hayden. Or if they don't go get him and D. Milner's still around, you could slide him in there. Either or, man.
Ooh.
You got to go DB some way, shape, form, or fashion. But, you know, everybody's slipping on the Honey Badger, man, just because, you know, he getting into a little trouble with that, man. Shit, everybody blowing nowadays. So, I mean, you know, cut him some slack, man. Everybody make mistakes. That's why pencils got erasers.
Right.
The streets is talking.
That's a good selection. I wasn't even thinking that route either. I was thinking some other things for the Cleveland Browns. But as far as, you know, Cleveland is kind of in that boat like Dallas, man, needing those defensive backs who are going to bring the hat and know how to play this game with some quickness and some smartness. And, you know, that would be a great pickup for Cleveland if they got the Honey Badger or Milner because, I mean, man, you can't go wrong with these. These guys are football players. When you get them on the field, they make things happen. So, yeah, man, you opened my eyes with that one. That was a good selection.
Oh, yeah, because, like, if you look at the simple fact that in the NFL today, as you're looking now, all the whole game is about really passing, man. The whole grind it out, throw the ball, smash mouth football, that's kind of fading away, man. They airing it out. They putting up damn NBA numbers now, man. So it was like if you want to try to protect yourself, man, you got to get somebody who can cover these boys. These receivers ain't getting worse. They're getting better. You know, they're getting faster. They're getting taller. They're getting more athletic. So you got to be able to complement them and combat them with somebody just as good and just as talented as they are. So if you want to sit back and keep going off of the line, and God help me if they get another quarterback, I don't even know what to think. Because as a coach, you're supposed to be able to fit a system for your players. You don't go get players to fit a system. You bring them in there, you let them do what they need to do, and you adapt to your skill set that you have. We can't keep clearing house every draft, trying to rebuild and get a new GM every year, talk about next year. Next year over with. I've been alive 27 years. Next year. I don't even want to say next year again.
Yeah.
Wow, there you have it. Wow.
Big day. Man, we appreciate
Thank you
calling, Blair.
Hey, man, God bless y'all, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, man. I'm tuning in every Monday and Friday.
No doubt.
Love to hear that, man. Hey, Boogie, tell them what to do.
Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend to always tune in to your boy L Boogie and T-Row at the Streets is Talking Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, for sure.
Did Sonny Red ever call? Because he's an always time caller. He's from Cleveland. I got a question for Sonny Red about this owner. He's always in the streets. He's so in the streets, man. I got to get a shovel to get at Sonny. He's underground. Straight from the sewer. Is Sonny Red around? Is he somewhere in the asylum? Is he in the hole?
Yeah, I think he done slept back in. So I think he pulling one of them the citizen with Jamie Foxx? What was that one?
With Jamie Foxx?
What was the next?
The Abiding Citizen.
Yeah, the Abiding Citizen. I think he built a hole in the asylum, working his way out, and then coming back in, because I don't remember seeing that guy on this pillow last time I checked. Sonny Red, you on the line, baby?
I'm on the line. Let's do it.
Oh, Sonny Red. My first question to you. I have a question for you, first of all, much love.
Okay.
Secondly, the streets is talking. What is going on with the owner, Jim Hazen? What is the street saying about that scandal that's going on right now?
The streets is watching. Now they talking now. Listen, man, Jimmy is doing just what we doing. He trying to make more money.
You can't be mad at somebody trying to make them dollars play.
Right, you just got to know how to do it. And the thing that landed Jimmy in some trouble was he made a comment to somebody. See, they said, can you believe this? They said Narcs and CIs in his ownership, in his business, they had snakes watching. Man, that's why you always got to cut your grass. Not just in the street, but as you can see in corporate America, man, they had people, bugs and snitches inside of his corporation. So basically what it was, he told the guy, thank you for making the company money, and they went through all kind of hoops and tires and everything just to – The probe this guy, man. I don't know. They're trying to figure out if he knew what was really going on. So right now, I think they're gonna try to make him get Browns over for a minute while he's going through his legal situation, man. But I mean, give it up to Jimmy Haslam because he's trying to make a winner in Cleveland. We had a winner in Cleveland since I was a kid, and not even a winner, but someone who's trying to become a winner. I take that. He trying to stack that bread so he can pay for the Cleveland Browns. Exactly, man. We need some stars up in there, man. We need some fireworks, some headway. Whatever we got to do, man, to get that water rumbling, we got to do it. Turn the pot on.
He reminds you of the owner of your favorite team, Jerry Jones. That's why you like him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who have a lot of money. See, a lot of owners have a lot of money, but they don't put it back into their organization. Take Al Lohner and those guys, for instance, man. I need somebody who has some money but not afraid to spend some money.
Say, Sonny Red, L Boogie was on my case earlier. He asked me a question, and I got to ask you, man. L Boogie is under the assumption that when Wes Welker, because we were talking about the NFL schedule, the upcoming schedule coming up, that you know it's out now. L seems to think that the New England fans are going to boo Wes Welker or not give him such a good reception when he returns to New England with his new team, the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. Do you think he's going to get a good reception or a bad reception when he returns?
Like you said, T. Rowe, he didn't do the LeBron James. He didn't leave like that. It's a business. It's a business with Wes Welker, where he comes from, and it's all political, man. He tried to hold out, and he tried to stay in there with the New England fans. But, I mean, that's with the New England fans, but the front office, and you have to always reiterate, it's a business. He tried to stick it out. He tried to sign for less money. But they couldn't. Both sides couldn't see eye to eye. So what he did was he had to move on. But we hear about the players moving on. But what about when the player gets cut? What about when they don't have any use for you, and they don't want to hear have you been on their team for 5 to 7 years? They don't want to hear that. Do I think that the New England fans will get him a warm reception? I think the real ones will. I don't think that you can dismiss the blood, sweat, and tears that Wes Welker had put into that organization. I see him being a constant professional since he's been there, lacking size, lacking speed, but he didn't lack the effort and the heart. So I think the real the diehard New England fans are giving up to him, man. That's what I think.
Right.
Oh, man, cry, River. He dropped balls in the core important games, and he should have been one of the money that they wanted to give you. You'd be glad we're keeping you. Man, you drop balls, man. You're declining. You're getting older. This is the money you worth, not the money you want.
No. He was catching 100 balls a year, Hazee. And not only that, you remember how they tried to play mind games with Wells Walker and Belichick, tried to put him on the bench for four straight games. And, you know, and if you look at New England's past, it's not hard for them to keep players. But what have you done for me lately? You're only as good as your last game. You're only good as your last catch. What about when the man was having 100 receptions a season for how many straight seasons? What about the touchdown? I mean, he's no Randy Moss. He's no T.O. Look at the little scrappy dude, man, the Woodheads and the Wells Walkers of the world that can produce. I got to give it up to him, man. And he didn't want to go. It's a business.
Right.
He got to support his family, too.
You as good as your last catch, your last ball that was thrown to you, you dropped it in the point part of the game. So there you got it. You just said it. On the nose.
LB on it, boy.
New England better hope he don't go over there and Denver start running wild. Do New England and Denver play each other this year? I heard you guys talking about the schedule early in the show.
Yes, they do.
New England and Denver get it on this year?
Yes.
Well, we'll see what Wes wants to come up with. I think he's going to have an ace of spades for his trump card this year, man.
There it is. Sonny Red, always calling, always listening, Mondays and Fridays. Don't forget, Sonny Red, tell a friend, and tell your wife to let you tell a girlfriend.
I got you, Doug.
No doubt. It's your boy, El Boogie. We freestyle Friday when you come back. And we got to go pay these bills. T-Roll, Jewels, and G. Man, in the street, as usual, in that order. Let's go to Roll.
Bedtime, lockdown, all day. Real nigga, by myself, Kevin Hart with it all day. Night, wherever go night, nigga. Don't look at that white light, nigga. I'm back on this dark shit. If you scared, get a nightlight, nigga. Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about risk. What you know about getting back. Them niggas don't live with they rap. Them boys ain't been in no trap. Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that. Ayy, you don't know about it, you don't know about it, you don't know about it. Tell me what you know about that. You don't know nothing, you don't know nothing.
Hey, fam, what up?
Nothing. Tell me what you know about that.
Crushing all of these bitches, stunting all on these niggas. 50 racks in my pocket, on the way to go get it. North side and we popping, I was never scared of no nigga. Catch me deep down in that jungle with them lot next to gorillas. I be riding around a four wheelers, drop tops and no ceilings. And I ain't talking about too much, bitch. Ball Harbor can't hoop shit. Thank God for this locked cell, cause jail cells them tuna fish. They lock me down in that hellhole on stage, throw like a lunatic. Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about bricks. 32 racks, I'll get you that stamp. Them boys ain't told no straps. Them boys ain't up in that trap. Them niggas ain't about that light. Tell you about that white and them light. Where is that, nigga?
It's your boy El Boogie. Oh man, it's hot, man. Like I keep telling everybody, we the hottest sports show on this net, man, in the world. We always in the streets. We might be coming to a street near you. Make sure you get at us. Tweet me at El Boogie 15. Get your t-shirt. Man, we hot, bro. Remember this freestyle on this Friday. We're going to make sure when the caller call in, he We're going to see if he a real freestyle, if he in his own cypher, freestyle with no music or his music of his own. DJ, you know, he out on a mission, too. He had to go do something. He had a party, had to go take care, make his money in the street. So, you know, we're going to leave that to the caller, to his discretion. So that's the rules of the game tonight. There you got it. Freestyle Friday. Bro, can I spit about 5 seconds right quick? Since I'm going to go a cappella, we in the streets, better known as a seller. I don't understand, I'm coming through your belly. Oh, shoot, I had you coming up like jelly. It's your boy, Boo Meeks. I ain't coming with the Rockefeller. That's my boy, Tupac, but I had you looking like spaghetti. I don't really be carrying no Glock, but I hit you, man. You come across that middle. I'm like Ronnie Lott. I don't understand. I'm Southpaw. Man, it's your boy, Boo Meeks. I got something for your jaw. What's your girl at? She looking at me tough. I better tell her this game is real hardcore from Huff. Oh, man, I'm coming for free from C-Town. Shout out to everybody that's coming from the underground. Man, the streets is talking. Let me stop, man. Let me stop. Well, there you have it, man. There you go. I gave you 5-10 seconds, man. Go ahead, man. I might get selling 2 copies off that. Maybe.
That's what's up, man. I'm gonna have to put that on CD, man, play it in the ride. You know, get your 10 seconds of fame on it, baby. That was tight, baby. All the way from Huff. You know what I'm saying?
Question.
Yeah, but we got a freestyle Friday, member online, man, always calling in, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. What it do, baby?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's always an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to call and, you know, speak with you guys and call, especially on Freestyle Friday and get it in, you dig?
Oh, man, no doubt, Skeeter III, baby.
Hey, Skeeter Mo, did you hear L Boogie doing this little freestyle warming everybody up this evening?
Hey, man, I give that man an A+, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, ooh, for the streets of Dallas. Jenkins Johnson III gave me a... Oh, man, I got to write it down. You know, with bro, bless you like that. Oh, man. I got to get back in. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, Skeeter Mo. Hey, before we get your Freestyle Friday flow, man, we've been talking about the NBA and the NFL schedule. Let me ask you this. The playoffs start tomorrow, and, you know, it'll go up until June. Who you got in the finals? Who you got winning it, and why?
Well, bro, you know my Mavericks is out of there, so I got to keep it close to home with Oklahoma. You know, them boys, they look hungry and thirsty at the same time. You know what I'm saying? They look like futuristic. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going with them. Second guess is Miami or New York.
And who you think going to win the NBA Finals since you got Oklahoma City making it there? Will they be facing Miami again and it be a different result? Or will they play the Knicks? And, you know, what do you see them? What do you see happening if Oklahoma City faces the Knicks?
I honestly would like to see them play the Knicks, but because if they were to play Miami, then it would probably be the same outcome as last year.
Okay.
With Harden being gone, they have, you know, a matchup problem.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, there you have it. And Miami just may end up, you know, repeating again, playing against Oklahoma City. We'll put that in the archives. And Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, we got about 5 more minutes left of this show. So why don't you go ahead and give us your spurt for about 2 minutes, and then we're going to let L Boogie close it down.
Already. All right. Yeah. Skeeter Mo one time, North Park, Texas finest, you understand me? Hey, I jump out and do my thing, might have to take my belt off and whoop a nigga like Cootie Tang. But that's the old go. Lil Skeeter, no, it's a no-go. I don't play around, lay them down. Eight ball and MJG, I'm straight in your town. Coming to a hood near you. Motherfucking nigga can't see the clear view, the big picture. HD in your face. Lil Skeeter Mo, have to pump you with the bass, the low end. I don't play around, no, I don't have no friends. Only relatives and kin. You understand what I'm talking about, the man when I'm walking out. Everybody else left dead, yeah, chalk them out. I need the yellow tape and body bag. Lil Skeeter Man, Leroy is my only dad. Hey, you know what it is. Second son of the fourth preacher's daughter, that's my mama Liv. Long and strong, T-Ro is my brother. Lil Skeeter Mo, D-Town my home, man, no other. Hey, but I represent that AZ well. Coming down, nigga, know I blaze a nigga hell. Give a nigga two to the chest and the face. Lay a nigga down, nigga, represent the case that I have to catch. When a nigga going like a dog, I have to fetch. Keep this shit flowing. Every day I'm fluently coming through. Smoking on a couple of bleeds, nigga, with my crew. Yeah, we in that hood, it's all good when I'm mob. Lil Skeeter Mo, I work clean on my job. That's for Tricky T and Lil Tricky, rest in peace. All my other niggas, yeah, they still run the street. The streets is talking. Everybody else talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. The streets is talking, baby.
Yeah. I started off a little slow, Trent, but then I had to catch up like Hines.
Hey, man. You did your thing, North Park, Texas, baby. Way to represent the hood. You dig?
Appreciate it, bro. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, much love to you, man. We appreciate you calling in on this Freestyle Friday. We got to let L Boogie give his closing minutes, man, and we'll shout out you on my...
You hear your sister-in-law?
I heard my sister. Tell my sister, I said, what's the deal? Can't wait to make it back to the town, baby. July is coming, and I'm on my way.
Dig them blues, cuz.
Yeah! Already. Much love to North Park, Texas. L Boogie, anything else for the Skeeter Mo Jigger Johnson the third? L Boogie, before I let you get in, man, I'm going to give him a shout out, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody who called in this evening, man. Made the show hot. Appreciate the love. Once again, to you and Jewel to G. Y'all, the two homies that got helped me get this thing started off the ground, man. So much love to you two fellas, man. And Steph out there doing his other thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's on you, L Boogie. Let me know what you got.
Kicking rocks on the block, telling all the OGs. I be coming for your spot when you're not looking. Hot cooking, mama got it on the kitchen table. I thank God we were always able to get the leather couch, big screen cable too. Nintendo when the good grades came through. Then the cook cave came through. Some soft, some stepped on, but we kept on. And I slept with the work plenty nights. Thought I heard niggas coming, thought I saw the cop lights. But I was dreaming. Then I woke, the junkies were still fiending. And I had coke, so I had hope. You may say that it's wrong, but I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing the buck down memory lane. If I crash, just pick up my brain. And yeah, my niggas the same, but they quicker to bang. And if they do, then I'm the nigga you blame. So I shoot first anyway, and I would do the honors any day. And tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the gate. Show your ass how to take four and get eight. And it don't take four niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young, weezy baby, that's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wipes us out like an earthquake. We trying to save faith, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us, put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie, pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga, think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit, ain't gon' never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gon' try to manage niggas doing
it. You know what's on my mind? My man, Buzzy Siegel, my uncle. I love you, Buzzy. Man, that's all I got to say. The show was hot. We love you, Mondays and Fridays. Tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. 347-855-8896. We on. Let's go.
Watch out, turn one key to 100 G's. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up, the weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too, but that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. Hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars. Reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.